So Karen and Buzz, what's all this about? A free breakfast at Tower Ramparts then? I mean, what's going on? Buzz, tell us, what time do we need to be there?
Okay, the stand we've got in Ipswich today will be at Tower Ramparts. You have to be there from about 8 to 8.30 onwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't miss us. We'll have a big marquee set up and we'll be handing out some healthy granola.
And is this the bus station end of Tower Ramparts by Electric House?
Yeah, this is the bus station end, so... Okay. Should get all the traffic.
Between 8 and 8.30, free breakfast with Buzz and Karen. Karen, you're a dietitian, formerly with the NHS, now with Live Well Suffolk, which is commissioned, of course, by the NHS.
Yes.
What is this campaign about? I mean, you've brought in loads of breakfasts, and, I mean, we hear it banging on year in, year out. If we don't have a good breakfast, you're not going to be set up for the rest of the day and do what I do come 11 o'clock. I'll suddenly need to fill up on a sandwich and then more food and... we don't really learn, do we? Because obesity levels are still going up.
Yes, and the evidence would suggest that those people that do tend to skip breakfast have more difficulty maintaining their weight, so controlling their weight, because, as you say, by 11 o'clock, you're grabbing what's ever around and you're snacking your way through to lunch. So basically, you pack in a whole lot more calories than you really need. So starting the day with breakfast kind of kickstarts your metabolism and stops you feeling hungry before lunch, really.
If you're a shift worker, if you work at the Port of Felixstowe, you work in Ipswich on a night shift, if you're a taxi driver, it's quite difficult to know when to eat breakfast, when to eat lunch, isn't it? I mean, what as a dietitian, what would you advise to them? Because if they're on a long-term pattern of working antisocial hours... Their clock is upside down, isn't it?
It is, and I think people sort of have to take a step back and think, I need to eat regularly. So maybe traditionally we think of breakfast 7-8 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, we're really eating every 4 to 5 hours. So if you're on a night pattern or a shift pattern, it's just taking a step back and saying, well, I've got to feed myself regularly to keep myself healthy. So,
and what should we be eating then? What have you brought in? You brought some compote, some berry compote by the looks of it.
I have. That's fruity compote.
Oh,
so
compote.
Basically, yes. So that's helping you to get your 5 a day or one of your 5 a day in there.
I know a 7-year-old who calls that fruit mush.
Yes, very much. Well, probably
it's fruit mush. It's compote. Call it what you like. That's what it is, isn't it? It's a fruit mush.
Basically, just mixed berries.
What have you got in there, then? Mixed berries. Okay. Are they frozen berries? Are they fresh berries?
These were basic range frozen berries, and we literally just put them on the heat for a little bit and then let them cool. And you can put them in a box and stick them in the fridge, and then, as I'm going to do for you, put a couple of spoonfuls in the bottom of your cereal bowl in the morning.
So what have you got else in the bowl then? What else is it going
in
there?
What I'm going to add for you here...
Some organic loaf... Oh dear, well, organic and low fat. I mean, that sounds like a fun night out, doesn't it?
Hmm? This just happened to be on offer. It could be any sort of natural yogurt, flavour vanilla yogurt, your favourite,
really.
Quite
acidic natural yogurt, though, first thing in the morning, isn't it? You get used to it.
You do. And you can use low-fat strawberry yogurt, whichever is your favourite, really.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to add for you on the top of there is some toasted granola.
Now, I like granola.
Yeah.
I like that. It's got a bit of flavour to it and it sounds crunchy.
Yes, yeah.
Which is good.
And it's toasted oats. And oats are very filling. They're very substantial, so they keep you feeling fuller for longer. So
what about the instant porridge type breakfast? That's something that I go for, certainly in the winter months. I quite like instant porridge. Put it in the microwave, a couple of minutes, out in the bowl, and it's fine. Is that any good for me, though?
Porridge is a good choice for breakfast. Obviously, some of them do have quite a lot of sugar added.
I like the one with the syrup in.
Well, maybe that is a treat,
okay.
But perhaps not choosing that all the time.
Oh, yeah. So.